The late Yitzhak Rabin used to say that the only problem with dancing with a bear is that once you start, you can never let go. So begins a new essay by Aaron David Miller in Foreign Policy magazine. Rabin, the former Israeli prime minister, engaged in a good faith dance in the early 1990s with then-Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. The result was the Oslo Accords. But of today's unity agreement, Miller is skeptical. An instance, he writes, of two bears dancing with one another. Aaron David Miller is a public policy scholar at the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars. He's also a former U.S. Middle East negotiator for Republican and Democratic administrations. He joins us here in the studio. Welcome to the program.
Michelle, it's a pleasure to be here.
First, I'd like to stick with your metaphor for a moment, if I can. The two bears here are obviously Hamas and Fatah. What is in it for each, and what's the danger to each now that this delicate dance, as you say, has begun?
You have to ask yourself the question, this agreement could have been signed a year ago, so why now? And I think the reason is, as Tip O'Neill said, whether it's Boston or Beirut, all politics end up being local. Hamas and Fatah are coming together in large part because they're both under a certain set of pressures from domestic constituencies and from the outbreak of what I call the Arab Spring and the Arab Winter. Fatah has not delivered, either economically or to end the Israeli occupation. And Mahmoud Abbas looks around and he sees what happens to governing elites, particularly when they become frozen and sclerotic when they don't deliver. Hamas, of course, is grappling with perhaps the end of the Assads in Syria, where Hamas is based in Damascus, looking to hedge its bets. And finally, for Abbas, this also represents a sort of reinforcement of his plan in September to go to the United Nations and to garner and marshal support for Palestinian statehood. So this notion of getting Hamas on board and acquiescent for the next 6-8 months is, according to Abbas, a move of realpolitik over ideology.
I just want to go back to the Arab Spring, because if you say that all politics is local, there's a lot of instability in the neighborhood right now. And so does that present an opportunity for these organizations, or is it instead a real threat that there's just so much that's unknown that they'd rather reach for something that looks like something they can depend on?
I think that's very well said. I think the issue now, since neither can deliver real statehood, the question is, can they deliver virtual statehood and can they play with symbols in order to buy themselves space and time in order to protect themselves from the cruel and unforgiving winds that are blowing both from the Arab winter and the Arab spring?
Is the instability in Syria a particular problem? You mentioned that.
I think it is for Hamas. It may well present an opportunity for others, but it's clearly a problem for Hamas because other than Syria, in the process now of shooting its own people, which is not a good position for Hamas to be in, to be forced to choose to support repression or bucket.
We've heard quite a bit about Israel's misgivings here. Should the United States be equally wary about what's going on?
Well, the way the American dialogue and notion of the peace process is structured, this is another headache for the president. We are prevented by statute, let alone by politics, from giving money to a government in which Hamas participates. Second, Obama supports Abbas, but in a government with Hamas, every statement that's impolitic, that is made by a Hamas politician, like the one that was made the day before yesterday with respect to the assassination of Osama bin Laden and praising him as a martyr, is in some respects in an area in which guilt by association is still a conceit which plays extremely well. It's going to be very tough for the president to support this kind of government when half of it is making statements which are not only anti-American but potentially anti-Semitic. And finally, there's the armed struggle piece of this. The first high-trajectory rocket that finds its way into Israel while these two govern together, Hamas and Abbas, is going to force Abbas either to accept what Hamas has done or to condemn it. And again, it puts the administration in a very difficult spot.
Aaron David Miller, thanks so much for coming in.
It's a pleasure, Michelle.
Aaron David Miller is a former U.S. Middle East negotiator for both Republican and Democratic administrations. He's also a public policy scholar at the Woodrow Wilson International Center.